Final poet on tonight's program is our special guest, special friend, editor of River Styx, Quincy Troop, who's been compared to a great oak tree, reaching and spreading his words and influence and interests as his roots dig deeper. And St. Louis is very much a part of his roots. He's born here, returns here regularly for nourishment and to nourish us. Many of you know his varied and rich accomplishments that go back some 20 years. Many of you may have been introduced to him indirectly through a book he edited called Giant Talk that brought new voices into America from third world countries, among them some of the world's greatest writers, Garcia Marquez and others. Others who came to poetry later on may have encountered the inside story of TV's roots, which he did looking at the production and content of that program with David Wolper. Some of you may have encountered him with The American Rag, one of his early poetry anthology magazines. Some of you may have encountered Snakeback Solos or Skulls Along the River, his books of poetry, one of which won Before Columbus Foundation's American Book Award. Some of you may have caught him on the television not too long ago on Bill Moyers' The Power of the Word series, a program which incidentally was filmed the last time Quincy read in town right here in Duff's, and excerpts from that reading appeared on a program which just recently won an Emmy Award for the best documentary of the past year. You can clap. That is bad. Yeah. Applaud yourself. Many of you are here. And I know a lot of you are familiar with Miles, the autobiography, and the creative role that Quincy had with that. That book also just won the American Book Award. Quincy's just flew in last night from the awards ceremony in Miami, where he received the award along with Allen Ginsberg, who received a Lifetime Achievement Award. Those of you who've never heard Quincy in any of those contexts or here, you're in for a treat. So I better shut up and let the dude come up here and do his stuff. So it's always a pleasure and an honor and all that kind of stuff to bring up here St. Louis's own, the poet, the editor, the man about town, the gadfly, who's cooking in the corner right now, the gumbo man, Mr. Quincy Troop.
I'm going to read some poems first. You have to forgive me because I have a cold, and I'm going to read some poems first, and then I'll read a little bit at the end. The Miles Davis book, which is on the table. It's always a pleasure to come back to St. Louis because, you know, I love St. Louis. I'm from St. Louis. And I'm one of the home boys. Skulls Along the River for my mother, Dorothy Marshall, who's sitting right there. Go ahead. Up from New Orleans, on riverboats, from the Gulf of Mexico, memory carries sweet legacy of niggerland speech, brown tongue bluesing, muddy water, underbottom spirits crawling, nightmares of shipwrecked bones, gone home to stone, bones gone home to stone. To stone, river-bottomed, underbellied spirits, bones gone home to stone. I say bones gone home to stone. Skulls along the river, and the faces of these faceless bones unknown, screaming arpeggios of stitched memory in cold light. Cadences of blues, blues, blues. I say cadences of blues, blues, blue, 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 blues. Shrinking sun spray, shrieking with every turning of black bone arm clocks. Yeah, and it is the collected face of memory that wears the metaphor of collected dust. The collected mathematics of lamenting, calibrations, hieroglyphics, cracking and peeling and curling in stone. Dust storms swirling around edges. Bones white as chiclet teeth in memory. Cloning, the images come locked in whatever. Time there forever, death there, death, death, death there forever. Comes locked, locked in time, and time locked inside itself. And we suffer, 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 because we must. There is no other way to find beauty. We suffer because we must. There is no other way to find beauty, no other way to find love. We suffer because we must. There is no other way home to find the memory. And oh, 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 the skeletons that have passed my cracking eyeballs, seeking true cadence within the lamenting calibrations of music. History, history, rattling dice bones on their worn out knees, the already dead scraping earth's breath for an even deeper death, the ultimate transmissioning migration. And oh, 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 you midnight men of peppermint moons, rooster claw soliloquies raking at vision's corner, heroes emerging from sand blasted history books. Heroes, I say heroes emerging from sand-blasted history books, 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 books. So grant me leather flesh of your weather-worn wisdom, O blood-drenched grave diggers, anthrocytic soothsayers, O mellow prophets of crushed grapes and stomped berries. Grant me holy syllables of your blues-laced tongues, perfect eardrums. Grant me sacred light of your blues, doo-wopping Mac men. Grant me holy flight of your eagle-winged lives. Grant me the holy tongue of your blues. Blue, 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 blues. Blue, 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 blues. Perfect eardrums. I say, grant me holy flight of your eagle wing life. Grant me the tongue of your blue, 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 blues. Blues, perfect eardrums. And now, beginning with the formless mystery of love, informing it all. Cadences, it's ritualized celebration of birth as death, as drama. It's copacetic language of blue, 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 blues. Inside the journey back under buzzard wings of parody, textures realized and lost and found and lost once again. The slitting definitive answer of a pearl-handled razor hissing through the dark swelling wall. Mystery, 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 blues of flesh wailing on its own gluttony blues inside the absent breath of blues, blues, blues. Now hear the hieroglyphics of space and time forming, sculpting in winds from great distances. Voices down way, way low. Voices, I say voices down way, way low. Taking on colors, turning around, spinning around, taping, memory, voices, blues, changing into blurring faces, Mississippi, Mississippi River swimming, trying to breach this calligraphy of space and time and distance, voices down way, way low, spinning themselves, voices down way, way low, spinning themselves, voices down way, way low, playing themselves the blues. St. Louis, Mississippi, Mississippi River, voices way, way low, cars, blues, 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 blues. Yeah. Cold is cold. Cold is real cold. Okay. I want to do a poem for my father. No, I think I want to do a poem for Leon Thomas, who is from East St. Louis. Because this is at the Tin Palace in New York City. Leon Thomas at the Tin Palace. I thought it was the music, the music, the music. I thought it was the music, the music, the music, when in fact it was a blender. A blender, a blender, grinding down ice, making stuffings for drinks. But then you jump right on in on the downbeat, Leon. Leon, Leon, East St. Louis, Leon. Jump right on in, stroking rhythm inside time, inside the bar. Then people flew deep into themselves, deeper into themselves. People flew deeper into themselves. Became the very air sweeping language to crescendo, crescendo. Between feathers of touch, looping card changes, your voice blew down blues cries, field hollers, Mississippi River flooded guttural, stitches through your space, images of collective recall, Leon. Your voice strokes dead scatting octaves, the ice grinding bound down, 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 still inside the blender, making stuffings for pina coladas. Then you scooped up our feelings again in the shovel of your John Henry doo-wops, jazz through Ellington, count and bird, count, count and bird, count, count a bird, count a bird flying like Ellington through the music, through the piano, count a bird flying through the music, piano, Ellington, yodeling Coltrane blues cries, the history of Joe Williams sewn into the eyes of our eardrums, in the space, in the space, in the space where the card lies, where the piano card lies, where the piano card lies, between the eyes, memory, rest. Your scatting licks brings us back dancing in our seats. You kick swelling language inside your lungs. Voice stroking colors, voice stroking colors, voice, voice, voice stroking colors, voice stroking colors, painting the creator's master plan, the creator's master plan. Bop,
As Pharaoh explodes inside the tone blend of his horn, the ice grinds down. The bar jumps out of itself, like here. Steeped up, scooped up in the trouble of your John Henry Doo-ops. I say blue. I say blue, blue, blue. As the Mississippi River car guttural blue. Blue. Phrasing. Phrasing, guttural phrasing, flooded octaves kicking back black. I say, yeah, they're kicking back black right now. They're kicking back black, scatting rhythms, loop busting your chops. Loop busting your chops. Loop busting your chops. Now, this is an odd poem. Ishmael Reed is a good friend of mine, and I'm going to try to, you know, it's trying to get to some spirits, kind of trying to get to the spirits of Ishmael. If there is something that takes you to the brink of terror, turn your pockets inside out like a lowland dog's tongue salivating in heat. Make a screech owl's death cry, go away, go away. Make a screech owl's death cry, go away, go away. Turn shoes upside down at your own front door. Tie a knot in your apron strings, mama, sister. Throw fire on salt, talk to raw head and bloody bones. Talk to raw head and bloody bones. Make a hoot owl screaming death, go home, take it away. I say, make a hoot owl, take it away, all the way home, all the way home. Turn your pillowcase inside out, see a cross-eyed devilish fool, cross your fingers, drop gooba dust in your mind, medicine, eat a root doctor's magic root, spit on them, sure enough, make a cross in the road. Where you met yourself coming, going, spit on it. Where you met yourself coming and going, spit on it. That same spot where you passed over just now in the road, spit on it, soften up enemies, walk backwards along any road you have passed over before a red moon like a one-eyed wino stare, stuck in bone shadow trees, shadow, 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 boning trees, throw dirt over your left shoulder, spit down on it in the road, spit down on that spot where your terror locked into itself, where your terror locked into itself. Where someone's footprints leave their signatures of weight, define shapes of worn souls, speak to raw head and bloody bones, great, 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 African great, great, great grandmama, make a hoot owl screaming death, take his case all the way home, great, 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 I say great, 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 great grandmama. All the way home, make a hoot owl screaming death, take your slip all the way home. Okay, I want to do this poem for my father. This poem is about baseball, and it's about the 40s. It's about bebop. And it's about that kind of thing, but it's mainly about my father, who was a great baseball player. Father, it was an honor to be there in the dugout with you. The glory of great black men swinging their lives as bats at tiny white balls, burning in at unbelievable speeds. Riding up and in and out, a curve breaking down wicked like a ball falling off a table, moving away, snaking down, screwing, 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 screwing its stitched magic into chitling circuit air, its comma seam spinning toward breakdown. Dipping like a hipster, bebopping a knee-deep stride in the Charlie Parker 40s, wrists curling like a swan's neck behind a slick black back, cupping an invisible ball of dreams. cupping an invisible ball of dreams. And you there, Father, regal as an African, a boa man, sculpted out of wood from a sacred tree of no name, no place, origin. Thick branches branching down into Cherokee and someplace else lost way back in Africa. The sap running dry, crossing from North Carolina into Georgia, inside Grandmother Mary's womb, where your mother had you in the violence of that red saw. Ink blotter news, gone now, into blood graves, American blues of American blues, sponging rococo, truth long gone as dinosaurs, the agent orange landscape of former names, absent of African polysyllables, dry husk consonants there, now in their place, names flat as polluted rivers. And that guitar string smile, and that guitar string smile always sneaking across some virulent American redneck's face. Scorching like atomic heat, mushrooming over Nagasaki and Hiroshima. The fever-blistered shadows of it all, inked as etchings into sizzled concrete. Sizzled concrete. Sizzle, sizzle, sizzled concrete. But you there, Father, through it all, a yard bird solo. A yard bird, a dog, yard bird, solo. Riffing on bat and ball glory. Breaking down the fabricated myths of white major league legends. Of who was better than who. Beating them at their own crap game with killer bats. As Bud Powell swung his silence into beauty, Bud Powell swung his silence into beauty, beauty, swung his silence into beauty of a Josh Gibson home run, skittering across piano keys of bleachers, shattering all manufactured legends up there in nights, lights. Struck out white knights on the risky edge of amazement. Oh. The miraculous truth sluicing through, sluicing through, steeped and disguised in the blues, confluencing like the point at the cross when a fastball hides itself up in a curve, slider, curve, breaking down and away in a wicked slide grin, carved, curved, and posed as an ass-scratching Uncle Tom. Who like old Satchel Paige, delivering his fame hesitation pitch before coming back with a hard, high, fast one. It's slicker sliding and quicker than a professional hitman, you know that man. The hitman sliding around the corner. Hitman, gun in hand. Hitman, and the deadliness of it all. The sudden strike, like that of the Brown Bombers, Joe Louis's crossing right. Sugar Ray Robinson's lightning cobra bite. Muhammad Ali. Sugar Ray Robinson's lightning cobra bite. Brown Bomber, crossing right. Cobra bite. And you there, Father, through it all. Catching rhythms of China Pozo ball, yeah. Drumming like conga beats into your catcher's mitt, yeah. Hard and fast as Cool Papa Bell. Jumping in the bed, yeah. Hard and fast as Cool Papa Bell. I say hard and fast as cool, Papa Bell. Cool, Papa Bell, jumping in the beds before the lights went out. Cool, Papa Bell, jumping in the beds before the lights went out. Java lights went out. Cool, Papa Bell, jumping in the bed before the lights went out. Of the old Negro Baseball League, yeah. The old Negro Baseball League, them bad motherfuckers. The old Negro Baseball League. bad motherfuckers. Bad, 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 bad motherfuckers. Bad, 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 unknown motherfuckers. Bad, 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 bad motherfuckers. The old Negro baseball league. Yeah, daddy, 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 daddy. You were there, daddy, 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 daddy. Like Joss and Satchel, you were there. Daddy, 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 daddy. I promise you were daddy. I promise you were daddy. Promise you were daddy. Promise you were daddy. Harbinger, shockwaves, shockwave. Yeah, you was a shockwave. A shockwave. Shock, 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 shockwave. I say shockwave. Shockwave. Shock, shock, shockwave. Soon come. Soon come, soon come, soon come, and here, soon come, here now, soon come, here now, soon come, here now. I'm doing St. Louis poems, you can see that. So in keeping it with that, I'm gonna read a couple more and then stop and do this thing for miles. Keeping with the St. Louis theme. This is for Chuck Berry, root doctor of rock and roll. Root doctor of rock and roll, root doctor. Root, root doctor. Root, 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 root doctor. Root doctor. Chuck, Chuck, Chuck Berry. Root doctor. Motivating. I say root doctor. Chuck. Chuck, Chuck, Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry, yeah. Chuck. Chuck. Chuck Berry. And it all came together on the Mississippi River, Chuck. Came together there on the Mississippi River, Chuck. You there riding the rocking blue sound wave. Duck walking the blues. Duck walking the blues of poetry. Hoodoo down. Chuck Berry, yeah. And you were the mojo hand. Juju crowing. Gut blucket news. Running it down, Chuck. Run, 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 run it down, Chuck. Run it down. Running it down. For two records sold to make a penny. For two records, vinyl, vinyl, sold to make a penny. Where'd the money go, Chuck? Two records sold to make a motherfucking penny. Back then, in those first days, Chuck, 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 two records sold, make a penny. Make a penny, majoring in mouth. Majoring in mouth. A long gone lean lightning rod you were, pick Chuck Berry, picking the edge, charging the air wires, songs, huck a buck and roll over Beethoven, playing the devil's music, till white devils stole it from you and called it their own. Yeah, white devils stole it from you, Chuck, called it their own, gave the mantle to Elvis. Gave the mantle to Elvis. Yes, they did. Mantle to Elvis. Call it their own. Rock and roll. Devils like Elvis and Pat Groom, who never duck walk back in the alley with you. They never duck walk back in the alley with you. I didn't never see them there, Chuck, and I was too young. Never, 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 never walk back in the alley with you, Chuck. Bo Diddley, Little Richard, and the fat man from New Orleans was there with you. Fat man, Bo Diddley, Little Richard, there with you. All y'all slapping down songs meaner than the smell of toe jam. And you know toe jam mean. Rock, guck, whiskey breath, back there, Chuck, in them back rooms. Throw down, throw down. Back there where your song lyrics grew like fresh corn, Chuck Berry. Authentic American genius. Barbecue sauce. Deep fried catfish licks. You played Jack Salmon's guitar. Jack Salmon guitar. Saren Finney. Jack Salmon guitar. Jack Salmon guitar. Honky tonk rhythms. Honky, 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 tonk, 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 tonk. Honky tonk rhythms. Honky tonk rhythms. Jambling warm, vibrating sounds. Choo chooing train whistles. Fiddling down, smoking down the tracks of the blues. Motivating. I say, you was motivating. Motivating. Motivating through Little Queenie. Little Queenie, yeah. Maybelline, decked in red. Saren Finney. Alarms rolling off your whipping tongue in the words of Johnny B. Good. Yeah, Chuck, you clued us in. You clued us in. Back to the musical, magical hookup of ancestors. Seamless souls threading your breath, the blood in your sluicing strut. And to watch monkey business and too much monkey business. The reason for the death, cold and scared. Your spirit reaching down deep into the bones. Your spirit reaching down deep into the bones. Spirit down deep, 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 deep in the bones. Deep in the show me blood, Missouri saw. Deep, deep, deep in the blood. Your pruned hawk look, profiling. Yeah, you was profiling. Catch all them ladies. Profiling, catch all them ladies. Young ones too. Old ones. Young ones too. Profiling. You was profile, profiling. Chuck, catch them young girls. Where you rode your white Cadillac of words, cruising the highways of language, where we speak now. You shaped and wheeled the music, Chuck. Duck walking the length of the stage. So hail, 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 hail. Yeah, 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 hail, hail, Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry. Saren Finney, Sarah and Finney, Chuck Berry, Chuck, you was bad, you motherfucker. Tongue in deep in river syllables. So, hail, Chuck Berry, Root Doctor, Spirit, Rock and Roll. It's really good to come back home. It really is. I'm not just saying that. Because everybody knows what it be. Everybody knows what it means, you know. So when you read in New York, they be, what that mean? Why he saying that? Why he scratching his head? What he mean? This is a poem about a man told me this song. I mean, he told me this poem, and it's called, they say, the Hoochie Coochie Man Done Up and Gone. And this man told me this poem. And he told me about this man who was a blues player, blues musician from the South, that all of a sudden lost the gift, lost the magic. And so this is what that poem is about. It's about somebody, not about just that man. You can be a banker. You can be a school teacher. You can be a painter. You can be a poet. You can be a musician. I'm using lists like my brother Eugene Redmond over there. But you can lose the muse and the magic. And that's what this person in this poem. It's for Troy Porter, boss in the hot sauce. He said he was the boss in the hot sauce. I didn't say that. Hoochie Coochie Man, done and up and gone, they say. Hoochie Coochie Man. They say he done up and gone. Yeah. But they say you were the heart, healing glory back then. Yes, they did. They said that. You were the heart, healing glory back then when you sang. Your fat back collard greens, doo-doo blood flames. Choo-chooing. Train choo-chooing. Train choo-chooing. Train whistles. Broke double string guitars. Yeah. They say washboarding gin scrapings and funky butt sapphire stars. Jewel hips. Jewel fingers. Hip on hips. They was there. And they was these mojo double clutchings were your calling cards. You pain framing your call and response. Muddy water. Hot sauce. You balls in the hot sauce. Add catfish. No count cracker bosses. Mean up in your voice. Speaking of no nonsense. Now they tell me your white lightning hoodoo done up and gone, brother. Done went and stuck in your throat like a needle. Like a chicken bone caught in the tangled words of some sinning preacher. That's what they tell me, old sweet hot sauce. That's what they say. That your deep secret healing song done gone and catch there in the web of drinking dope. Like doo-doo to moss in the early morning. Glory. Your song now caught there in death throes of pure deconstipation. Pure deconstipation. You know, shit jammed all up your ass, boy. Shit jammed all up your ass. Constipation. That's what they tell me, son. That's what they saying now, boy. That silence is balls of your juke john hoodoo. Tell me your voodoo done sank pitiful as rivers running low. Mississippi running low now. Blood deep delta soothsayer, song whose echoes bones, song echoing bones, running and weeping beneath the Mississippi River's unmarked graves. Mississippi River's unmarked graves. Where the tombstones marking those spirits who laid down heavy roads so Tell me, boss in the hot sauce, where all the magic done gone now? Gone out your double-edged songs, your guitar choking boss string, boss baronet, boss baritone, rusty razor voice, too much gin and whiskey, jut dues, utterance, blue magic, hoodoo, buried deep, hot sauce boss. So where the hoochie-coochie saw-blading lyrics done gone? Took themselves, brother. Where they done gone? Clutching blues. Where they done gone? Where they done gone? They tell me your double clutching blues done gone the way of deaf mutes, brother. That's what they say. Hard, cold way deaf mutes. Hoochie coochie flame floral. That's what they all say. That's what they all say. That's what they all say.
Called Falling in the North Star Boogaloo. And I should tell you a little story about it. I was walking behind these 10 young brothers and young black men in Harlem, listening to them talk. And the poem came out of that conversation, all those voices listening to them talk. It's called Falling in the North Star Boogaloo. Following the North Star Boogaloo, the rhythm takes me back to where music began, to percolate language like coffee in another form. Back before Frederick Douglass laid it down heavy on Abe Lincoln, when music was breakdancing,
old Hottentots, throwing down mean as Bojangles ever did. Now jump forward through history's dice game. Pick up the steps of James Brown, Michael Jackson, moonwalking the old blues, talking about your mama. Now fast forward down the lane. Pick up the dance of five brothers, skateboarding the court, out in the open. One closes the break after taking it to the hole off the coast to coast, doing a 180-degree fire slammer jammer dunk. Before they all high-five and glad hand after stamping their footprints all up in the paint. Up in this poet's word dribble, a drummer's paradiddle, word up yo bro hip-hop. Rappers skateboarding the go-go out in the open court of macking the Holy Ghost down. Hey you, voodoo griot, take me back to when I was black and hidden proud, out on the slick bop thoroughfares, back before the mean homeboys rose snarling, duck waddled down the middle, eyes empty with death, before the alley-oops wore their lives as chips on shoulders in stratospheric attitudes, hung dip from wall to wall, chain gold, cap bills on heads, cap cracking sideways, muscling up bow master blasters, checking out Reeboks. Chilling dead up in the cut. Chilling dead up in the cut. Fresh as death after more money, more money, more money. I say, more money. I say, more money, more money, more money. Check it out, bro. Pharmaceutical wizards making seven-figure bank accounts. Do somersaults, no sweat. It's rolling in so fast for crack, and it ain't nothing but a hole in the wall. For homeboys, cash and carry, cold 16-year-olds who can't count nothing but greenbacks. Sliding off the pick and roll, they helicopter after dipping and rolling down the middle, high up above the paint. Their footprints walking on space. Up over your face, hang gliding to the basket like praying mantises so fresh they made poop butts. Faint, slamming faster than high-five glory, high-fiving glories, 180 degrees of schoolboy legends, saints unfolding in prime time memory. So roll it back, Cole Jack, before Magic's knees go permanently south for the winter and leave Air Jordan's footprints in your face game as the baddest one in town before they change up. The shake and bake, jam off the sky again with a new phenom, double clutching up there in space like a Ferrari stretching out flat out, burning up German autobahns, changing up the guard quicker than fear brings down doo-doo. But hey, young bro, flash the dice, roll back through shit to when the big O was jackknifing through all them bodies out on the court. To when Goose Tatum was shimmying Magic down in the middle, down in the paint. As Roy Haynes jitterbug like a magician with a ball around him before fast forwarding to Dr. J, Julius Erving. And did we ever think we'd lose these hoodoo gods to old age homes for round ball Roddy? New age homeboys not even knowing who they are. And do they even know about Jonestown, all them bloated bodies cracking beneath the sun? And did they ever hear about the North Carolina astronaut, David Skywalking Thompson, jamming out in the open off the fly, helicoptering to round ball heaven off the motherfucking coast to coast, before he took the fall for all that shit he snorted up his nose, before hitting the pipe that took him right on out like a blown light bulb, way back before Kenny Anderson was even a glint in his parents' pick and roll eyes, before he skateboarded off the juju fake, picked up his dribble like magic, then rose up in space like hallelujah, 4th of July, glory, before dropping a deuce or a tray quick as a pickpocket off the slide by. Sleight of hand trick, eased on by like Mojo with his yo-yo pitter-patter. Now you see me? Now you don't. Yo, bro, who done it? Pogar got caught in Kenny's schoolyard voodoo, jumped back in the alley, say, what? Did you see that bad boy sky? Past where it all started, somewhere back before language followed the North Star Boogaloo. Back, black, back, dancing back when they was ham-boning the black bottom for fun. Back then in the language when homeboys picked cotton, played the dozens. I hate to talk about your mama. She was a good old soul, but she got to say what? Say what you say? Say what? Say what you say, say what? Say what you say, say what? Word.
Word.
When we knew ourselves through songs, through what it was we saw alive in homeboys' eyes, through love, through what it was we were before commercials told us how to move and groove, who to love. When we did it all and had fun, knew the heroes, knew, never confused, dope for the bum. Back before we fast-forwarded to integration, into the 60s on a bullshit tip. Lost ourselves in the fast-forwarding 70s and 80s, in the cloning Xerox machines, before Kenny Anderson skateboarded his Prince of a hip-hop round ball game. 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 North of where we entered from Africa.
I must say, you know, it was great. I want to say David Hines, because we didn't rehearse. And we didn't rehearse nothing. And I don't think he rehearsed with anybody, so I want to thank him. I'm going to read a few things from this Miles book. And this Miles book was a great experience for me. It taught me a lot. And Miles himself is a very great individual, very great individual. I have a lot of great respect for him. I have a lot of great respect for anybody who is honest, reveals themselves, has the courage to tell what it is that he did, whether it's good or bad, and he did that. So I'm gonna read a couple of things from you, not too much, and then I'll leave. My throat. This is chapter 20. It's the last, up to the last chapter. And I want to talk about this because it's like, it's talking about why he plays what he's playing today. And I'll try to read it in his voice.
A lot of people ask me where music is going today. I think it's going in short phrases. If you listen, anybody with an ear can hear that. Music is always changing. It changes because of the times and the technology that's available. The material that things are made of, like plastic cars instead of steel ones. So when you hear an accident today, it sounds different. Not all that metal colliding like it was in the 40s and the 50s. Musicians pick up on sounds and incorporate that into their music. So the music that they make will be different today. New instruments like synthesizers and all them other things people play make everything different. Instruments used to be wood. Then it was metal. And now it's hard plastic. I don't know what it's going to be in the future, but I know it's going to be something else, different. The worst musicians don't hear the music today, so they can't play it, can't play it. Only when I started hearing the upper register did I play there. I could only play in the middle to lower registers before, because that's all I heard. It's the same thing with old musicians trying to play the music today. I was like them before Tony Williams and Herbie Hancock and Ron Carter and Wayne Shorter came into my band. They made me hear differently, and I'm grateful to them for that. I think Prince's music is pointing toward the future. That and a lot of what's going on, what they're doing in Africa and the Caribbean. People like Fela from Nigeria, Kassab from the West Indies, Usain Dur. A lot of the white musicians and bands are taking a lot from them, like Talking Heads, Sting,
Madonna, and Paul Simon. A lot of good music is also coming out of Brazil, too. But a lot of that music is happening around Paris, because that's where a lot of African and West Indian musicians are going to play, especially the ones that speak French. The English-speaking ones go to London. Someone told me recently that Prince was thinking about moving some of his operations to a place outside Paris so he could soak up a lot of what's happening there. That's why I say he's one of the main musicians today, pointing the way to the future. He understands that the sound has to go international. It's already there. One of the reasons I like playing with a lot of young musicians today is because I find that a lot of old jazz musicians are lazy motherfuckers, resisting change and holding on to the old ways because they too lazy to try something different. They listen to the critics who tell them to stay where they are because that's what they like. The critics are lazy too. They don't want to try to understand music that's different. The old musicians stay where they are and become like museum pieces under glass. You know, under glass, safe, easy to understand, playing that tired old shit over and over again. Then they run around talking about electronic instruments and electronic musical voicing, fucking up the music and the tradition. Well, I'm not like that. And neither was Bird, or Train, or Sonny Rollins, or Duke Ellington, or anybody who wanted to keep on creating. Bebop was about change, about evolution. It was about standing still and becoming safe. If anybody wants to keep creating, they have to be about change. Living is an adventure and a challenge. When people come up to me and ask me to play something like My Funny Valentine, some old thing that I might have done when they were fucking this special girl, and the music might have made them both feel good, I can understand that. But I tell them to go buy the record. I'm not there in that place any longer. And I have to live for what's best for me. And that's what's best for them. People my age who listened to me way back when, they don't even buy records anymore. If I had to depend on them buying my records, even if I did play what they wanted, I would starve to motherfucking death and miss out on communicating to people who do buy records. Young people. And even if I wanted to play those old tunes, I couldn't find people who could play the way we used to play. The ones who are alive are leaders of their own bands, playing what they want to play. I know they wouldn't want to give that up to come into a band led by me. George Wein once wanted me to get Herbie and Ron and Wayne back together to make a tour. But I told him that wouldn't work, that shit wouldn't work, because there would be too many problems for them playing as sidemen. The tour would have made a lot of money, but so what? Music ain't about playmaking money. It's about feeling. Especially the music we play. Take someone like Max Roach, who is like my brother. If today Max wrote something and asked me to play on it with, say, Sonny Rollins or somebody like that, I don't know if I could make it, because I don't play that way no more. It's not that I don't love Max, because I do. But in order for me to make a date like that, I'd have to write something that both he and I like. Here's another example. I had a chance to work with Frank Sinatra a long time ago. He sent somebody for me at Birdland, where I was working. But I couldn't make it because I wasn't into what he was into. Now, it ain't that I don't love Frank Sinatra, but I'd rather listen to him than maybe get in his way by playing something that I want to play. I learned how to phrase from listening to Frank, his concept of phrasing, and also to Orson Welles. I feel strong creatively now, and I feel I'm getting stronger. I exercise every day, eat proper food most of the time. Sometimes I get weak for bad black food, like barbecue, fried chicken and chitlins. You know, things I ain't supposed to eat. Sweet potato pie, greens, pig feet, stuff like that. But I don't drink or smoke or use drugs anymore, except the ones my doctor prescribes for my diabetes. I feel good because I have never felt this creative. I feel the best is yet to come. Like Prince says when he's talking about hitting the beat and getting to the music and the rhythm, I'm going to keep getting up on the one, brother. I'm just going to try to keep my music getting up on the one, getting up on the one every day I play, getting up on the one, getting up on the one. Later.
Thank you very much.